Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. Abbotsford Arts Council Executive Director speaks on Abbotsford's culture plan. The Abbotsford Arts Council strives to be a resource for artists in the Fraser Valley through events and showcases at the Carrington Art Gallery. Executive Director Eileen Stevens spoke about her concerns with the City of Abbotsford's proposed culture plan, ways it could be improved, and the importance of making the community aware of the arts. Did you find any issues with the proposed culture plan?
I found it to be very broad and maybe doesn't nail down what those outcomes are. Like, there's been a few things that have been identified. From what I remember, Abbotsfordians really want more access to culture within the city of Abbotsford. How culture is defined is in different ways. I think one of the ways that folks in Abbotsford experience culture is by going to the movies and not necessarily going to an art gallery or going to a concert. So there's like an appetite for experiencing culture, but there's also an appetite for having culture be more accessible, so more free events, and therefore there needs to be more funding.
There's a point that you made about the plan being broad, and this is a point that Heather Davis-Fish brought up in her interview, that the city of Abbotsford hired people who, again, like had that broad idea of what a culture plan could be. Do you think that getting people on board for the culture plan, whether that's like getting the right people in place, contacting the right people, do you think that can have an impact on making the culture plan more accessible?
I think that there's definitely a lot of relationship building that needs to be done. So like if the folks that they hire don't have any knowledge of not even like art culture within Abbotsford, but I guess like socioculture within Abbotsford, then like you said, that will influence and kind of like lead to, I don't know, almost like a one-size-fits-all culture plan that could really fit with any municipality. Trying to think of like all the different ways that like relationship building would play into that. So relationship building with funders, between funders and I guess like arts councils, arts galleries, anywhere that kind of like provides culture to folks, where folks are able to, you know, like interact or create cultural events and activities or participate in them.
You answered my other question, which was the things that you would like to see. Is there anything else that comes to mind?
I'm really hopeful with the culture plan. You know, there's definitely things that can be built upon that foundation. And it seems like the city of Abbotsford is really starting to listen to what folks want. What I would really like to see, I don't know how down the road that would be, but I'd really love for Abbotsford to be like a hub for the arts, like especially media arts and like media production within Abbotsford. My hope is that we can get there.
Stay tuned for more of CIVL's Abbotsford Culture Plan series and to stay up to date with new developments. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.